Stay shroomed 24/7. Visit shroom.com for the best in shrooms. Stay shroomed 24/7.
Listen to Shroomed Podcast.
Visit shroom.com for the best in shrooms.
What's going on, Shroomed fam? It is Shroomed here. We've got a bonus episode. Just going to go over some news articles today. Unfortunately, Chad is super busy this week, so we're not able to get him on our regularly scheduled weekly podcast. But I don't want to leave you guys out of the loop, so just wanted to go over some interesting Shroomed news that I found recently. So first article that I want to go over is, did you know Texas has an official state mushroom that hisses? So some mushrooms are good on salads, others can make you feel funny, and some apparently hiss. The latter mushroom, scientific name Choriactis gister, that's Choriactis, and then capital Geaster, and commonly known as both the Devil's Cigar and the Texas Star. It's the official state mushroom of Texas. Legislation designated as such was filed in 2021 by former House Rep Ben Lehman and later signed into law by Governor Greg Abbott. The mushroom is a poignant reminder of the natural diversity that surrounds us, Lehman wrote in his resolution. The Texas star mushroom is as uncommon and striking as the state that serves as its home, and is indeed deserving of special recognition. And this Texas star is definitely quite unique. The fungus appears during winter and grows only on decomposing cedar elm tree stumps and roots in the U.S. The rare mushroom has been found only in Texas, over 6,000 miles away in Japan. In Japan, the fungus grows on decaying oak trees. The Texas star emerges from the ground as 3 to 4 inch cylindrical pod, resembling a cigar, hence the name. If the conditions are right, the fungus will undergo a process called dehiscence, meaning the structure will split apart. It will open into 3 to 8 pointed star, said Angel Schatz, a member of the Central Texas Mycological Society. Dehiscence is the process of a mature plant splitting to release the seeds. Schatz said, in the case of the Texas star, instead of emitting seeds, it spreads its spores, making sometimes audible hissing noise. It is a very cool mushroom to have as our state mushroom, she continued. And at that moment, Texas is one of the only 3 states with an official state mushroom, joined by Oregon's Pacific Golden Chanterelle and Minnesota's Honeycomb Morel. Though the Texas star is rare, Schatz thinks it is likely could be found elsewhere, but it's just difficult to spot. In fact, she said a group of mycologists recently discovered the noisy fungus in Taiwan. Cedar elms stretch all the way into Florida. The mushroom really is hard to see, she said. They just blend in with the environment, so you really have to kind of look for the stump. The Central Texas Mycological Institute advocated for the state recognized the fungus. Schatz said she was surprised the legislative process went so smoothly and that it was able to get through. We love mushrooms and we think they're all magical, especially this one, Schatz said. So that's awesome. Texas is the 3rd state to have their own state mushroom. So it sounds like that could be something that's going to spread more. So I wonder what California's mushroom would be. All right, so the next article, I want to talk to a scientist who says mushrooms have a language they use to talk to each other. So a scientist from the University of West England says the electrical impulses of mushrooms send out may be a form of communication used to talk to each other. Professor Andrew Adamski published his research yesterday in the journal Royal Society Open. Adamski put electrodes in soil that had mycelium, the root of the fungi, as well as into the fruiting body of the mushrooms themselves, which is part of the mushroom that grows above ground. He used enoki, caterpillar, split gill, and ghost mushrooms and analyzed the electrical activity each one gave off. He found evidence, he told the Guardian, of a mysterious mushroom language that could have as many as 50 words. We speculate that fungal electrical activity is a manifestation of the information communicated between distant parts of the fungal colonies, Adamski wrote in the study. That scientists speak for Adamski's hypothesis that the electric signals moving through the mushrooms could be them talking to each other, or in other words, the whole organism communicating with various parts of itself. Adamski is open to the idea that mushrooms don't talk, too, and said that noises can simply mean nothing significant at all. It's similar to the ongoing study about talking dogs, in which researchers are open-minded to feedback and skepticism, which makes it easier to trust someone's feelings or findings. Even without related interspecies communication studies, though, we already knew mushrooms had electrical activity and that they can be made to sing. The 5-minute clip below depicts a person hooking up a synth to some pink oyster mushrooms and recording their funky spacey beats. So we're still waiting for a solid verdict on whether mushrooms can talk, but we can still jam out to their fungal melodies in the meantime. So I read that article because this next article just got published 2 days ago. And it has that same scientist in there. So lab demos, living PC powered by mushrooms. This was just 2 days ago on March the 6th, 2023. The Unconventional Computing Laboratory, UCL, from the University of West England, UWE Bristol, has showcased its mushroom motherboard to popular science. As its name conveys, the lab, led by Professor Andrew Adamski, focuses on eccentric approaches to computing, like wetware, the notion of applying concepts to hardware and software to living creatures. Fungi connect to a root network under the ground, sometimes called the wood wide web, using their mycelium, very slim hyphae that are the size of a thread. The fungal motherboard utilizes the mycelium as a conductor and a substitute for other electronic components, such as the processor or memory. In a previous study, Adamski demonstrated that mushrooms could communicate with each other through electrical signals via the mycelium. The mycelium is capable of sending and receiving electrical signals and retaining memory. The neurons in the human brain utilize spiking activity for communication, and Adamski's investigation shows that mycelium uses a similar model. As a result, of scientists can utilize the presence or absence of a spike as the basis of zeros or ones, akin to the binary language the conventional computer uses. Additionally, Adamski highlighted that researchers could increase the speed and reliability of the communication in which they stimulate the mycelium at two separate points to enhance conductivity. This process has developed memory comparable to how the brain creates habits. Mushroom computers can't rival computers with the best CPUs in terms of performance. However, there are some benefits to mushroom computers. For example, they flaunt enhanced fault tolerance because of their self-generation property and better reconfigurability because they grow and evolve. In addition, mushroom computers draw minimal power, so they have excellent energy efficiency. Right now, it's just feasibility studies. We're just demonstrating that it's possible to implement computation, and it's possible to implement basic logical circuits and basic electronic circuits with mycelium. In the future, we can grow more advanced mycelium computers and controlled devices, Adamski told Popular Science. Admittedly, there's a lot of talk and work and research done to be done on the topic. We'll unlikely see the first fungal motherboard, much less a living computer populated by fungi in a few years. The concept is interesting, though, in contrast to all the hype about AI, imagine speaking to your favorite mushroom to have it Google something. So that's pretty awesome. So I wanted to just, I didn't think this was a real article, so that's why I searched up Adam Adamski. So it's pretty cool that this is actually a real topic. So, you know, it's just so amazing the things that we're finding out with mushrooms, what they can do, and especially with now with electricity and connectivity. So just imagine what it could have been done before, in previous civilizations. So thank you guys for tuning into that bonus episode of Shroomed. We're going to have a regularly scheduled podcast with Chad from Coast to Coast Mycology, hopefully here by the end of the week. But I'm super excited to be here with you guys and just really happy for the future of Shroomed. We are definitely growing every day. So if you're new to this episode, please go back and listen to a couple of the previous episodes and catch up to our story. But so far, it's been about 2 years, 2 months since I've stopped drinking with psilocybin. And we're just continuing to break the stigma of mushrooms and really pushing forward. So thank you guys. Have a great day. Thank you everyone for tuning in to that bonus episode of Shroomed. I want to remind everyone to make sure you're going to the shroomed.com website. That's Shroomed, Shroomed.com. We've got our Lion's Mane functional gummy, sour gummies. And then we've also got our Shroomed Energy Boost and Mood Booster Concentrated Mango Black Tea. That breaks down into three drinks. I suggest putting that in a bottle of water or lemonade. And we've also got our nonprofit, shroomed.org. So make sure you're checking out shroomed.com and shroomed.org. Thank you guys. Have a great week.